KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a mostly clear sky. It's 4 degrees below zero. That is our overnight low as well. And good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Jeff Behrens of Stifel Investments. Our forecast is calling for it to be mostly sunny today with partly cloudy by this afternoon. A high around 14, winds out of the north at 10 to 15 miles per hour, creating a wind chill right around 20 degrees below zero. In the news, an Oakland man convicted twice for killing a woman at his home has been given 50 years in prison. 67-year-old Robert Reynolds was sentenced Wednesday in Avoca. Reynolds was first convicted in November of 2014 of first-degree murder for the April 2014 killing of 64-year-old Patricia Kincaid Dorsey. That occurred after a night of drinking at his and his wife's Oakland home. Kincaid Dorsey was a friend of his wife. The Iowa Appeals Court later ordered a new trial, ruling that the trial judge erroneously changed the first trial's location. Reynolds has said that he hallucinated while intoxicated and thought Kincaid Dorsey was a demon when he shot her. Deputies of the Fremont County Sheriff's Office on Wednesday conducted an investigation into a sex offender registry violation that took place in Sydney, and they determined 22-year-old Nathan Mulhausen of Elliott had been living in Sydney within 2,000 feet of a school since mid-December of 2017 in violation of his registry requirements. Mulhausen was arrested for sex offender residency violation, second or subsequent offense, which is a felony. He was being held in the Fremont County Jail pending an initial appearance with a magistrate with other charges pending. The Atlantic School Board is still kicking around ideas about what to do with the district's athletic facilities, more specifically improving the current Trojan Bowl to make it safer and ADA compliant, or updating the high school soccer field, making it a multi-purpose, including football, field. The answer may come next month. A master planning committee submitted its recommendation following several meetings over the past couple of weeks after an architect was hired to conduct an athletics facility study, and the board on Wednesday agreed they need to get the ball rolling again. They'll continue their discussion at the January 24th work session with the goal to decide at the February 14th meeting. School Board President Allison Bruckner said safety should be the main factor in making their decision in which direction they should go next. Some problem areas around the Trojan Bowl include an insufficient playing area size to meet the current safety requirements. The cinder track around the field is difficult to deal with during inclement weather, as it becomes muddy and creates problems for anyone using it. And there is erosion of padding around the retaining walls that's taking place. The facilities study had showed also that the bleachers on the visitor's side of the Trojan Bowl are not ADA compliant. The next session of Healthy You is scheduled to take place next Thursday, January 18th at the Cass County Health System. Wendy Hunter-Williams, RN-BSN, will present the program on how to utilize MyChart, which is a new patient portal available for CCHS patients. Wendy is a clinical health coach at the Atlantic Medical Center. She said it's important that patients partner with medical providers in the healthcare process. MyChart is a valuable online tool that provides tremendous information and access for patients so they can be an active partner in improving their own health. Wendy will demonstrate how patients can maximize the benefits of MyChart, including tracking health markers such as blood pressure or iron levels, reviewing visit notes and instructions after an appointment, and checking upcoming appointment schedules. She's been with the Atlantic Medical Center for 5 years as a clinical health coach. Hunter Williams assists patients with the day-to-day management of chronic illnesses, providing support between visits with their medical providers. Now, the Healthy You is a free educational lunch series at the Cass County Health System held monthly in conference room number 2 at the hospital. The public is invited and welcome to attend, but reservations are required as lunch is provided for all attendees. You can register for the next Thursday event by calling 243-7479. In the funeral announcements, Nancy Louise Byerline, age 83, of Ankeny and formerly of Adair, died Saturday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Nancy Byerline will be this morning at 10:30 at the Grace Church in Des Moines. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. Deborah Slayton, age 60, of Waukee and formerly of Casey, died Tuesday. Celebration of life services for Deborah Slayton will be today at 10:30 at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Brad House Knaus, age 41, of Portsmouth, died Monday in Omaha. A mass of Christian burial for Brad Knaus will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan is in charge of the arrangements. Marie Griffin, age 78, of Guthrie Center, died January 5th. Memorial services for Marie Griffin will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Darlene Schuning, age 88, of Harlan, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Darlene Schuning will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Nancy Wanninger, age 63, of Audubon, died January 5th. Memorial services for Nancy Wanninger will be Saturday at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Rick Tasto, age 67, of Atlantic, died Monday at CCMH. Funeral services for Rick Tasto will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Ronald Steinkuhler, aged 74, of Shenandoah and formerly of Harlan, died Sunday. A celebration of life for Ronald Steinkuhler will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. David Lance Roger, age 66, of Oakland, died Monday. Funeral services for David Roger will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Oakland Congregational Church, UCC, in Oakland. Recon Veith Funeral Home is assisting the family. Evelyn Gibbs, age 71, of Greenfield, died December 21st in Creston. Celebration of life services for Evelyn Gibbs will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Robert Larson, age 73, of Sutherland, died Monday. Funeral services for Robert Larson will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Church of Christ in Sutherland. Warner Funeral Home of Sutherland is in charge of the arrangements. Karen Clausen Bell, age 61, of Anita, died January 1st. Memorial services for Karen Clausen Bell will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Jimmy Rohner, age 63, of Greenfield, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Jimmy Rohner will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Charles Brown, Jr., age 84, formerly of Messina, died December 7th in Florida. A celebration of life for Charles Brown, Jr. will be on Saturday at 2 o'clock at Trinity Christian Church in Bridgewater. Garrett Ficus, age 90, of Avoca, died Tuesday at Avoca Specialty Care. Funeral services for Garrett Ficus will be held on Saturday at 2:30 at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Mary Lee, age 69, of Wyota, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Mary Pat Lee will be Monday at 10:30 at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Sandra Shields, age 74, of Atlantic, died Thursday at her home. Cremation has taken place and a celebration of life service for Sandra Shields will be held at a later date. Roland Funeral Home has the arrangements. Colleen Wheatley, age 79, of Atlantic, died Thursday at Avoca Specialty Care. Services for Colleen Wheatley are currently pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Jeremy Brooks, age 46, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at CCMH. Services for Jeremy Brooks are currently pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. And Gary Hans Christensen, age 80, of Harlan, died Wednesday in Omaha. Services for Gary Hans Christensen are pending for a later date. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. The news was brought to you this hour by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.